Right now, I'm in Tiong Bahru. These are some of the SIT HDB flats. Okay, so there's always this discussion about whether is it worthwhile buying them since they have a shorter lease. Well, my take is this. It really depends on your own preference. Some buyers, they like the bohemian lifestyle. They like the kind of old school, you know, going back to the old colonial days kind of lifestyles. And they don't mind to walk up 3 to 4 flight of stairs up to the top floor. So if you are those that are looking for lifestyle properties, by all means, they are not cheap. Easily about $1 million for the 3-room flats. There are 2 types. These are the newer types. They are nearer to the Tiong Bahru market. They are the slightly older type at the other side. So having said that, whether are they worthwhile investment really depend on yourself. But there's always this uncertainty about is depreciating lease, because currently they are left with a remaining lease about 30 plus to 40 years. So with the recent announcement by Minister of National Development, Chee Hong Tat, he mentioned that the government will not accelerate sales. So having said that, if these flats are not targeted for sales, that means they only have one remaining option, which is VER. VER usually will take place when its remaining lease left with about 30 years left. So this is always the uncertainty, because all these flats left with a remaining lease of 40 plus years. Here, if you are going to pay $1 million, you have to take note that technically speaking, you only have about another 10 over years to continue staying in such flats. So the key question here is, if you are the owner, should you exit now? If you are a buyer, will you buy right now? Here, don't mind, share with me your views and opinions on this. We can have a very fruitful discussion about all these SIT flats.